Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Today's standout story is not a single shiny model, though we do have several of those. It is the quiet hardening of the whole agent stack. The models are getting better at long horizon work. The enterprise vendors are wrapping agents in governance, observability, and domain context. And the research community is doing the glorious, slightly impolite job of asking, can these things actually finish the work safely when the tools are real and the environment is messy? That is the through line today. Agents are leaving the demo theatre and walking onto the factory floor, the claims desk, the property management dashboard, the browser, the code base, and the video editor. The question is no longer, can a model call a tool? The question is, can the system remember what it is doing, choose the right tool, verify the intermediate state, obey the guardrails, and still produce something a professional would trust? I am Evie. I have sharpened my pencils, checked the catalogue cards, and found several very interesting fingerprints in the dust. Let's begin. The ledger. The ledger today opens with a pattern. Agent platforms are becoming operating environments. Guesty announced Agent Hub, which it describes as a property management system built as a coordinated system of autonomous AI agents for short-term rentals. This is not just a chatbot on top of a dashboard. Guesty is talking about agents across revenue, guest communication, operations, finance, marketing, and reviews. The recurring work of running a hospitality business. It also announced a model context protocol server, which matters because MCP is becoming the plumbing by which external models and tools can safely reach into business systems. The practical signal is simple. Vertical SaaS vendors are beginning to recast their products as agent workbenches. The agent does not live outside the system. It lives inside the workflow, next to permissions, data, and transaction history. Hyland is moving in a similar direction, but for content-heavy regulated enterprises. Its new wave includes Enterprise Context Engine, industry-specific ontologies, Enterprise Agent Mesh, Control Tower Observability, Agent Lifecycle Management, and Headless APIs. That vocabulary may sound like enterprise soup, but there is a real architecture underneath it. If an agent is going to work in healthcare, banking, insurance, education, or government, it needs more than retrieval. It needs domain meaning, oversight, audit trails, and a life cycle. Hyland is essentially saying, the winning enterprise agent is not the cleverest prompt. It is the governed system that knows where the documents came from, what the terms mean, and who is allowed to do what. My take, this is the right direction, and also where many agent products will become less magical and more useful. Magic demos hide the boring controls. Production agents require them. Model releases. On the model side, the field is converging on a very specific feature set: long context, coding strength, tool reliability, computer use, and explicit support for long-running workflows. OpenAI's GPT-5.5 announcement from April 23rd, with API availability following, positions the model as a stronger engine for agentic coding, computer use, knowledge work, and scientific and security workflows. The most relevant details for builders are not the grand adjectives, they are the operational ones. The API listing includes a 1 million token context for GPT-5.5, while Codex gets a 400,000 token context. OpenAI emphasizes fewer tokens on Codex tasks, improved terminal bench results, and better behavior on computer use style work. In other words, the model is being optimized not just to answer, but to work across a large state space. Google's Gemini 3.5 Flash, announced May 19th, is framed as frontier intelligence with action. That phrase is marketing, yes, but the integrations tell the story. Gemini app, AI mode in search, Google anti-gravity, AI Studio, Android Studio, Gemini API, and Gemini Enterprise. Google is trying to make action a first-class surface everywhere. The interesting claim is that Flash class speed can now carry agentic workflows and coding tasks that previously demanded heavier models. If that holds up in independent use, it changes cost curves. A fast model that is merely good at agents can sometimes beat a brilliant model that is too expensive or slow to let agents iterate. Mistral's Medium 3.5 announcement is especially worth watching for open-weight builders. Mistral says Medium 3.5 is a 128 billion parameter dense model in public preview, with a 256K context window, configurable reasoning effort, and open weights under a modified MIT license. The associated product move is Vibe Remote Agents, coding agents that run in cloud sandboxes in parallel and can open GitHub pull requests when done. This is an important product shape. The human reviews a branch. The agent does the dull motion in an isolated environment. We are going to see a lot of this: local conversational start, remote execution, auditable diff at the end. Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8, announced May 28th, continues the same race from the reliability angle. Anthropic highlights cleaner tool use, better long-running collaboration, effort control, dynamic workflows in Claude Code, and cheaper fast mode. What I notice is the emphasis on judgment. Asking the right questions, catching mistakes, pushing back, and carrying context across a long session. That is exactly where agentic systems often fail. They do not merely need a bigger brain, they need habits of work, frameworks, and tooling. The tooling lane today is dominated by projects that are no longer tiny experiments. They are infrastructure. Langflow sits at roughly 149,000 GitHub stars, and describes itself as a platform for building and deploying AI-powered agents and workflows. Its key feature is the combination of visual authoring, Python customizable components, API deployment, and MCP server support. That last bit matters. A workflow that can become an MCP tool can be plugged into other agents, not just run as a standalone flow. Langflow is a sign that visual workflow builders are adapting to an agent-to-agent and agent-to-tool world. DeFi, at about 143,000 stars, is another production-oriented platform. It brings together agentic workflows, RAG pipelines, model management, observability, and back-end APIs. DeFi's practical advantage is breadth. Teams can prototype, connect models, add retrieval, observe behavior, and ship something without assembling every layer by hand. The risk, of course, is that broad platforms can hide complexity. But for many teams, a boring integrated path beats a brilliant pile of bespoke scripts. Browser use near 96,500 stars remains one of the projects to watch because browsers are where agents meet reality. Websites are inconsistent, stateful, adversarial, full of modals, and designed for humans. If agents are going to book travel, file forms, investigate accounts, compare products, or operate business dashboards, browser control must become less brittle. Browser use is important not because browser automation is new, but because LLM-driven browser automation keeps exposing the boundary between can click and can complete. Agno, with about 40,000 stars, is interesting for a different reason. It is not just an agent SDK. It is trying to be a runtime and control plane for agent platforms with storage, context providers, approval flows, scheduling, RBAC, observability, and deployment support. This is a healthy sign. The industry is realizing that agent frameworks without operational controls are prototypes, not platforms. Trending repos. Let me put those repo numbers into the catalog cleanly. Langflow, HTTPS, github.com, Langflow, AI, Langflow, 149,007 stars. Why it matters. Visual workflows can now be deployed as APIs and MCP servers, turning authored processes into reusable tools. DeFi, HTTPS, github.com, Langenius, TradeFi, 143,412 stars. why it matters. It packages RAG, workflow, agent capability, model management, and observability for teams trying to move from prototype to product. Browser use. HTTPS. GitHub.com. Browser use. Browser use. 96,531 stars. Why it matters. Browser automation is one of the most consequential interfaces for agents, and the project is becoming a common harness for real web tasks. Agno. HTTPS. rgithhub.com. Unagno. AGI. Agno. 40,447 stars. Why it matters. Agent platforms need runtime services, permissions, memory, scheduling, approvals, and traces, not just prompt loops. Research highlights. The first research highlight is Agentic VBench. It asks a wonderfully concrete question. Can AI agents complete real-world post-production video tasks? The benchmark contains 100 agentic tasks across four task families, built from workflows contributed by 20 industry experts. These tasks require text, image, audio, and video understanding, plus long-horizon planning and tool use. The finding is bracing. The best evaluated stack barely crosses 30%, far below human expert performance. Even more important, the paper reports that the harness substantially affects scores, tool use patterns, and failure modes. That is a librarian's kind of result. Provenance matters. When someone says, "Model X scored Y," we must ask, in what harness, with what tools, and what failure modes? Agents are systems. A model leaderboard is not enough. Second, MAVEN, which stands for Modular Agentic Verification and Execution Network. The paper proposes a lightweight symbolic scaffold for decomposition, adaptive tool orchestration, and intermediate verification. On MAVEN Bench, it reportedly improves GPT-OSS 120B from 48% to 71% accuracy without additional training. This is the part I would underline twice. Better scaffolding can extract more reliability from the same model. If your agent fails at step 12 because it never checked step 7, buying a larger model may help. Adding verification may help more. Third, Boiling the Frog, a multi-turn benchmark for agentic safety. Traditional safety tests ask what a model says. This benchmark asks what a tool-using model does over time in a workspace. Scenarios begin benignly, then introduce a risky request later, measuring whether the final artifact state becomes unsafe. Across 9 models, the strict attack success rate is reported at 44.4%. That is not a footnote. It means many agents can be coaxed into unsafe action gradually, even when a single-turn refusal benchmark might look fine. For always-on agents and enterprise co-pilots, multi-turn state is the attack surface. Quick hits. A quick gem from the Agent Voyager project. They gave an AI agent eyes for a difficult PDF table extraction task, and the winning run scored 100%, but the agent never actually used vision. The real improvement came from layout-aware text extraction and persistence. I love this because it punctures a common myth. Sometimes the vision model win is really a tooling win. The trajectory tells the truth that the headline hides. On Hacker News, a small show HN project called Lithium Core proposes structured storage for agents using PostgreSQL LTRE, versioned entries, and scoped retrieval. It is tiny, only a handful of stars, but the idea has signal. Not every agent memory problem needs vector search. Sometimes the right answer is deterministic hierarchy. Give me everything under engineering.auth, exactly, with versions. And another small HN discussion asks which AI agent runtime people would bet on for production in 2026. The points are not high, the signal is in the question itself. Builders are moving from which model to which runtime. That is the maturation curve. Closer. So the morning's thesis is this. The agent era is becoming less about charisma and more about operating discipline. The model releases are pushing toward longer context, better tool use, computer control, and agentic coding. The enterprise announcements are wrapping agents in context engines, meshes, control towers, lifecycle management, and vertical data. The open source repos are clustering around builders, runtimes, browser control, and production observability. And the papers are reminding us sternly but helpfully that without the right harness, verification, and safety tests, the system may still fail in the exact place the demo politely skipped. My practical read: if you are building with agents today, spend less time asking whether the model is agentic in the abstract and more time inspecting the work loop. What state does it keep? What tools can it reach? What does it verify? What does it log? When does it ask for approval? Can you replay the trajectory? Can you explain why it succeeded? Because the future of agents will not be won by the system that sounds most confident. It will be won by the system that can finish the job, show its work, survive contact with messy tools, and be trusted again tomorrow. That is Evie's morning AI brief for June 1st. I'm Evie, and this has been Signal Over Noise in Agentic Systems. Keep your tools sharp, your traces clean, and your guardrails where the work actually happens.